Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, episode 26. I am your host, Jen Kirkman. Oh, I should say season 11, not just the 26th episode. It's like the millionth and 26th episode. A million and 26 episodes is how many I've done here in the 11th year, the 11th season of No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. Anyway, hello. Ugh, I am recording this on July 4th, the 4th of July. In the afternoon. I know it comes out a week later. So don't worry. It's not going to be topical about the 4th of July. We're past it. We're past it. We're already into the Christmas season at this point. Once it's July 4th, it's Christmas. I don't mean you put up your decorations, but I mean time will fly. Okay, so now, even though it's been raining all summer and it's really been bumming me out, even though I'm a bad weather fan, it's getting to be ridiculous. I would like to parade around in some summer outfits and enjoy the weather. But for today, I am so happy that it's raining because I didn't have plans for the 4th because I'm going away the day after for the rest of the week. Those are my plans. Going away with friends. So I need to rest and recharge before that. Anyway, I also just don't like this holiday. I don't like grilling. I don't like it. I don't like fireworks. You know, I like to light off a sparkler in the backyard. Who's got a backyard here in New York City? But I don't want to go to some organized fireworks thing. I don't like the sound of, you know, those in-between fireworks. I don't mind set off some ones in the street. I know you can't because you're dogs. I'm just talking about if I have to organize in a row, what kind of fireworks do I like? Yes, get out in the street, set some off, almost set the trees and houses and power lines on fire. That's fun. That's the spirit of America to me. Big organized fireworks displays. No, it's too much traffic. Then you're laying there. It always starts way later than you think because it's got to be like, not when the sun is going down, 8:30. It's going to be like 9:30. It's too much. I'm already tired. Then there's traffic. Nowadays, I'm worried about psychotic people in a mass shooting. That's how fucked up this country is. And that's why I also don't feel like celebrating it. What I really hate are mid-level fireworks, which is... No, oh, the only exception I'll make is if I happen to be on a roof or if I happen to be on a plane, have you ever seen fireworks from the other side, from on top of them? That's cool. I've flown and was landing in Los Angeles right when fireworks were going off. It was exciting to watch them from on top. So I can tolerate fireworks that way. Or if I'm on a roof, oh, that's pretty. I don't like the mid-range fireworks, the ones that you never see. You just hear them from your home. And they're not people out in the street shooting off little bottle rockets. And it's not the big fancy display of your hometown or city. It's like mid-level where it's really loud. And it does sound like gunshots, but it's not. You're like, who is lighting those off? Where are they? I don't even see them. Those I hate. And those seem to go on beginning June 30th. And they'll probably go on until about July 8th. And it'll be every night. And it makes me crazy. But anyway, as I sit here right now, it is raining. The thunderstorms have been thundery. It's not just, oh, a little bit of rain, we can be outside. No, it's ruin things rain. And the thunder is kind of scary. And I love it because this day is getting ruined for everyone who likes it. And I don't want you to have fun on the 4th of July. I think it's dumb. You think that the Revolutionary War... I don't care. You know what two countries I love spending time in? Canada, Australia. They're under the wing of Great Britain. They seem to be doing a lot better than America. I don't think we ever should have declared our independence. I don't see what's so great about it. Okay. My freedom. Yes, your freedom is great. My freedom to not be shot by a machine gun. I don't feel like I have that freedom. So, we got different perspectives, don't we? How did I get off on this foot? Anyway, I'm just quietly reveling in the fact that somebody's day was ruined and mine is great. I had a great day today. Indoors, doing indoor things. So cozy. Anyways, I thought I'd start this episode, as long as I'm not loving thy neighbor, wishing everybody to have a bad holiday, as long as I'm starting there. Oh, this is where I'll get those crazy one-star reviews. The people that don't listen to the Patreon version of the show, that don't listen to the whole thing, that don't get to know me over the 11 million episodes. Oh, they'll hear this. She used to be funny, but now she's like, I've always been this. I've always been this. You're not getting the humor. That's right. You can listen to full length. They are 60 to 90 minutes long episodes on Patreon. And you get the back catalog of the last few years as well when you sign up on any at any price. You get the full backlog. And no ads. Did I say that? And you, right now you can try it for 7 days free. You get a 7-day free trial. So click the link in the show notes or go to patreon.com/JenKirkman. And you will also get my And Just Like That recaps. I do them once a week. If you want to sign up only for the And Just Like That recaps, you can. It's $1.99 a month. Again, you can get a 7-day free trial. And if you sign up for Patreon at all, you can sign up for a year. And I think you get like 12% off, something like that. So you can save money. So there's really no reason not to join. Support a writer on strike. Okay, here we go. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things to talk about on this podcast. I usually do it in the Patreon portion, but fuck it. Let's start the show with me reading posts on the Nextdoor app. Now, I live in Brooklyn, but I am still signed up on the Nextdoor app in my old neighborhood of Studio City, California, in the Valley. I only signed up for the Nextdoor app once the last couple of days that I was living there because I wanted to alert any of my quote neighbors that there is a moving sale going on. And then I couldn't figure out how to turn off the email notifications. And then one day I decided, fuck it, I don't want to turn them off, because now I am getting updates every few days on what people are posting. And I am obsessed with reading them. And I can't believe that I haven't been part of this culture the whole time that it's been around. And for some reason, I just think it's funnier to be part of the Nextdoor app over there than my actual community that I live in now. So this woman, Janice, writes, "My husband was just walking the dogs and was assaulted by some teenagers throwing eggs at him." I'm sorry. "Has this happened to anyone else in the neighborhood? Three white kids, one with red hair in a gray van about 7:45 p.m. Now, I am not on the kids' side. I fucking hate shitty little white kid teenagers like this. But I also don't like the adults on this app. So I'm torn who to root for. I think it's just a draw. I mean, that's quite bold to throw eggs before dark. The van makes me think they're not rich. It makes me think they're more like punkish kind of kids. The kind of kids that maybe I would have hung out with in high school, except my friends were kind punk rockers. They just wanted to be in bands or do, you know, artistic graffiti, but they didn't throw things at people.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I remember one time my friend and I were trick-or-treating way past the age when you should be, probably. I think we were 14. She and I were just, I don't know why, we were just on our own that night. And she brought eggs with her. And I said, what are we going to do with raw eggs? She's like, I don't know, throw them. Like, if we're too old to trick-or-treat in a way, shouldn't we get up to some trouble? But both of us didn't have it in our heart to throw eggs at someone's house. It seemed mean, but also just, what if someone saw us that we got in trouble? Then what would have been the point? Like, we didn't get anything out of doing that, you know? You get in trouble for sneaking out and hanging out with, you know, your friends and having fun, or smoking a cigarette, or, you know, something. At least you're like, well, I enjoyed having fun with my friends or smoking a cigarette. To get in trouble, I loved throwing that egg. That wasn't something that excited us. So we took the eggs and we just threw them down the street, watched them break. We're like, whew, pretty badass. Anyway, so I really like cannot relate to being such bad kids. And you know, people like this, they, it's impossible to predict what they'll grow up to be. Boys like this, they could end up, you know, being lawyers or working on Wall Street or something, you know, have respectable jobs, make some money. They may even kind of be decent people that go have a family of their own, reminisce about the times they acted like sociopaths and then somehow magically grew out of it. That always shocks me, but it does happen. Or they're disaffected youth and they're going to, I don't know, from here, what? What's the gateway after throwing eggs? Drugs? Stealing? Murder? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to them. Impossible to predict. But I just love the comments. Mark writes, that's really sad. What's becoming of the younger generation? Wouldn't be surprised if they were trying to make a TikTok. Okay. Okay, you old fart. First of all, every generation has people that throw eggs. Since the beginning of eggs, people have been throwing them. It's not new to the younger generation. They were not trying to make a TikTok. What would the TikTok be? These kids don't have a TikTok. They're not fashion influencers or makeup artists. They don't have a TikTok. They were just trying. They're old school. They were trying to throw eggs at adults. First of all, they wouldn't even have to try to make a TikTok. You just turn on record. It's not that hard. But you wouldn't record yourself doing a crime. I don't think these kids are that stupid. But good one, Mark. Good one representing out-of-touch middle-aged people. Ted writes, punks. Now, I love when people use the word punk, but they don't mean punk rock. I have a mohawk and I listen to, you know, the Misfits. It just means like, you little punk. You little shit. Aaron writes, no, it's an assault. They should be punished just like others who harm others for no reason. Suzanne writes, agree. Well, yeah, they would have been if they were caught. It's not like if the police witnessed it, they'd be like, oh, was that just eggs you threw? Yeah, that's not, I'm sorry, doesn't qualify as assault. Anything you throw, that's assault. And it would be punishable by however else. You know what I mean? It would be the same as if they punched someone. So I don't know what that guy's talking about. Robin says, I live on the other side of your street and I had my driveway egged a week or so ago. Broken eggs seem to be all around our neighborhoods. It's so annoying. First of all, well, see, now reading this, I realized that when my friend and I threw eggs in the street, we probably did upset people, but they just didn't have the Nextdoor app yet. You had to call your neighbor on a rotary landline. Do you see those broken eggs in the street? It's so annoying. They're everywhere. But also, this is the problem. Everyone who has like a spacious backyard, and even not too spacious, in Los Angeles has chickens in their yard. Why don't you stop having all the fucking chickens or hens or whatever lays eggs? And now maybe there wouldn't be so many eggs around for kids to steal and throw at people. You ever think of that? Which came first, literally, the chicken or the egg? Tim says, wouldn't it be nice if someone's camera caught this van so you can share here and maybe a family member will recognize the van? I hope your husband and dogs are okay. I know it's just an egg, but I'm sure this was a big surprise to your husband when it happened. I know I would be if anyone throws something at me. Tiffany says, hopefully there is a camera and they will be punished for their disrespectful acts. Judith says, haven't things become strange in general across the board? Ted says, yep, almost devilish, one might say. Oh, I get it. Deviled eggs. I literally didn't get it for a minute and I was like, no, sir, it's not the devil. I'm in ding dong. Somebody else writes back, absolutely, Judith, across the entire board. I don't know. I think things were strange when I was younger. They sure were strange before I was younger. I remember Hitler invading the world? That was strange. People have been strange a long time. A long time. There's been strange things going on. Doug says, I've heard this before. Just obnoxious kids, random attack, I'm sure. School's out now, and this type of nonsense seems to take place when the fools have nothing better to do. Judith writes, Doug. Oh, God, I just lost the post. Hang on. Hang on, everybody. Judith writes, Doug, you seem to be condoning this behavior. Uh-oh. I love when people start fights. I think he was trying to be like, yeah, don't worry about it too much. I don't think the world has gone to hell. I just think it's idiots without structure in their day. And I think this guy's probably right. Doug, you make it sound as if though this behavior is acceptable. Doug says, Judith, I said the egg-throwing kids are obnoxious and are fools. How do you get that I find their egg-throwing acceptable behavior from that? Judith never writes back. She was smacked down. Doug starts another post. It's unfortunate that this happens, but it's been happening for decades. In the 50s and 60s, teens would drive to Hollywood, cruise the boulevard, and throw eggs at each other's cars. In the 60s, toilet papering houses was the thing to do. What a mess that could be. My dad was not amused at the cleanup. We had a cranky old lady on our street who egged neighbors' cars if they parked in front of her house. That was in the early 70s. Doug doesn't have any commentary on what happened in the 80s, 90s, and early aughts, however. I like Doug. I'd like Doug to be in the no fun family. Doug's got the right attitude. Victoria says, if it happens again, make sure to get photos and to report the incident to the police ASAP. Yes, call the LAPD. Victoria says, I'm sorry, but the police have much worse situations to deal with. As mentioned before, this has been going on with kids since the mid-20th century. Hooligans. John says, mid-20th century? Kids were knocking over outhouses in the 18th century. I'm sure it was the result of those terrible Democrats even then. Oh my God. So everyone's lost their fucking mind. That knocking over the outhouse comment was just great. He needs to add that I'm sure it was the Democrats. First of all, the Democratic Party was a totally different party back then. So really, the modern day Republicans were yesterday's Democrats. So you just owned yourself, sir. Chris goes, yeah, John, juvenile delinquency is as old as recorded history found in ancient Roman Greece. Thanks to the human tendency of presentism, crime is often perceived as getting worse when people are actually alive. For example, the Industrial Revolution was declared as the cause of the misbehavior of juveniles of that day. In my own life, I remember the adults weeping and gnashing their teeth at the lack of morals of teens of the day. The musical Bye Bye Birdie had a number called What's the Matter with Kids Today? Judith says, oh, Chris, I love that song. And then she just writes all these musical notes. What's the matter with kids today? People are really getting off topic. Janice, the original poster, says, it's more that I don't think this is the first incident in the neighborhood. A month or so ago, some kids vandalized the streets by throwing gallons of milk, syrup, and some other things along the curb to create chaos and made a mess in front of neighbors' houses. What is up with the... Breakfast is my favorite meal. Like, why are you wasting syrup and eggs? What? Someone get these kids a frying pan and they can make French fucking toast. Nancy says, I grew up in the Valley. These pranks were common in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Egging homes, toilet papering the trees, playing ding-dong ditch, and prank phone calls. Oh, I love prank phone calls. I remember one neighbor opening his door to a burning paper bag of either human or animal excrement. Oh, those were the days. You can imagine what happened when he tried to stamp out the small fire. The good old days that some refer to weren't good for many. There were restrictive covenants preventing all but white people from buying homes. When that was ruled unconstitutional, there was redlining, which ghettoized our city. The Red Scare resulted in lives ruined for exercising their First Amendment rights, and children with disabilities were denied a public education appropriate to their individual needs. Shall I go on? This country is a work in progress. Instead of complaining about how bad things are, let's focus on how far we have come and where we need to go to make this a more perfect union. There are lots of issues to address to make our lives better. Let's roll up our sleeves. Wow, is that a way to end this thread and this sentiment on today, July 4th? You know, I think this commenter, Nancy, has turned me around. We have come far, even though I'm angry at things in this country, like the mass murders of using machine guns all the time. But, you know, we all got to roll up our sleeves and make this a more perfect union. And I will be doing that just as soon as it stops raining. And if you want to hear the rest of this episode, please, as I said before, patreon.com/JenKirkman. And until next week, have fun.